Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In the days we're living in, people are scared. They're scared to be infected with the coronavirus, and they're looking for any means to protect themselves. I'm going to share with you six du'as from the supplications that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek refuge in and to help protect us from difficulties, calamities, and diseases. The first dua is the dua that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to make before calamities and before afflictions. And that is that we say three times in the morning and three times in the evening, Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, when whose name is mentioned, nothing in the heavens and the earth can harm him, and he is the Sami', the all-hearing, the Alim, the all-knowing. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever says this dua three times in the morning, that no sudden affliction will strike him until he reaches the evening. And if he says it three times in the evening, no sudden affliction will strike him until he reaches the morning. Something very interesting, when you look into the narration of this hadith, the narrator of the hadith, Abban, the son of Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhuma, when he narrated this hadith, because he had a part of his body that was paralyzed, as he was narrating this hadith, they said that one of the people who was there listening to him kind of, gave him a look, like, okay, this hadith, you're saying this, but what happened to you? So he said to him, Wallahi, by Allah, I didn't lie that Uthman said this hadith. And Uthman didn't lie that he heard this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he said, one day, I became angry. And what happens when we become angry? We forget Allah. He said, I became angry and I forgot to make this dua and I was afflicted with what you see. The second dua is the dua of the noon Prophet Yunus alayhi salam that he made when he was in the stomach of the whale. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us this dua in his sunnah, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us this dua in the Quran, that we say at the time of need, the time of difficulty, the time of calamity, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant, that there's no deity worthy of worship except for you, O Allah. Subhanak, glorified are you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, that indeed I have been from the oppressors. I've oppressed myself with sins. I've oppressed myself with shortcomings. Allah told us this dua in the Quran when he told us the story of Yunus alayhi salam in Surah Al-Anbiya. Fanada fi al-dhulumat. He called out in the dhulumat, in the darkness. Imagine the situation. He's in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, the darkness of the sea, the darkness of the night, the darkness of being away from people, of being scared. And he raises his hands to Allah and he says, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. What was the result of his dua? Allah tells us, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. So we answered him and we saved him from distress. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And like this, we saved the believers. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that the best thing to help us deal with the difficulties of this life is tawheed, is La ilaha illallah. And he said, that's why the dua of Qurb, the dua of difficulty, and the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, it starts with tawheed, La ilaha illallah. The third dua is to make dua from evil diseases. And there's two ways we can make this dua. We can read the dua in its entirety, and I'll put the link for this dua and for all the duas mentioned here in the clip, I'll put it in the description below. Or we can just make a short form of it where we just seek dua from Allah, or we make dua to Allah from evil diseases. So we would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from evil diseases. Or we can mention the other three things that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this dua, which was from the Al-Baras and Al-Junun and Al-Judham. Al-Baras and Al-Judham are types of skin diseases, leprosy and type of skin diseases, and Al-Junun is from insanity. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-judhami wa-sayy al-asqam. The fourth dua is to seek refuge with Allah from the difficulty of severe calamities, from jahd al-bala. In this hadith, which was narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us to seek refuge from Allah, and he mentioned four things. The first of them, from jahd al-bala, from the difficulties of severe calamities. So here, just like in the dua before, we can either just stay one of the things, make dua, O Allah, protect us from jahd al-bala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahd al-bala. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from jahd al-bala, from the difficulties of severe calamities. Or we can add the other three things that he mentioned, alayhi salatu wassalam. Obviously, it's better to make the dua in its entirety. However, if we're just going to be learning now we're in need of help, we're scared these days. So we can just focus on this one part until we learn it, and then we can add on the other parts as well, inshallah ta'ala. The other three things mentioned in the hadith were from darak al-shaqa, to be overtaken by destruction, wa su'al qada, to have an evil ending or a bad fate, wa shamatat al-a'da, to have his enemies rejoice with his misfortunes. The fifth dua is the dua that we make when we leave our houses. We all know we're not supposed to leave our houses during these days. We're on lockdown and the quarantine. However, if there's necessity and we have to leave our houses, we have a protection and the dua that we make. And we always make this dua, but now, at the time of need and difficulty, it's going to have a different impact on us, because now we're going to focus more on the meanings and what we get in return when we make this dua, when we say Bismillah. Now you know death is outside your door. This is the reality. This is the scary reality, that death is outside of the door now. So if we have to go out, it's a necessity. We step out and we say Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, that I rely upon Allah. وَلَا حَوْلُ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, that there's no might or power except from Allah. What happens when we make this dua? It will be said to the person who makes this dua, هُدِيتَ وَكُفِيتَ وَوُقِيتَ, that you are guided and protected and defended. It came in the narration of the hadith that a shaytan will say to another shaytan when you say this, what are you going to do with someone who has been guided and protected and defended? Our dua, our protection, we leave our houses, Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The sixth dua is the dua to ask Allah for al-afiyah, for well-being. And this dua is amazing. I want you to reflect with me on the meanings of this dua, of this supplication. The meanings are very deep. And this dua is so powerful that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the narrator of this hadith, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never leave saying these words in the morning, and he would never leave saying these words in the evening. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. O Allah, I ask you for afiyah, for well-being, in this life and in the next. Allahumma إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ فِي دِينِي وَدُنْيَايِ وَأَهْلِي وَمَالِي. O Allah, I ask you pardon and well-being in my religious and worldly affairs, for my family and for my wealth. Allahumma أُسْتُرْ عَوْرَاتِي وَآمِنْ رَوْعَاتِي. O Allah, veil my weaknesses and set ease to my dismay. Allahumma أُسْتُرْ عَوْرَاتِي وَآمِنْ رَوْعَاتِي. O Allah, veil my weaknesses and set ease to my dismay. اللهم احفظي من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي. O Allah, protect me from in front of me and from behind me and from my right and from my left and from above me. وَأَعُوذُ بِعَظَمَتِكَ أَنْ أُغْتَالَ مِنْ تَحْتِي. And I seek refuge in you, that the earth will swallow me from beneath me. The bonus dua, and this dua is just a general dua, that we open up our hearts and we speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's in our own language, even if it's not in Arabic. But one of the best ways we can start this dua is by making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His beautiful names and attributes. As He ordered us to do in the Qur'an, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belongs the beautiful names, so make dua to Him through these names. So how can we make dua to Allah through His names during these times? We want Allah to protect us, to protect our families. We use the name Hafidh or Hafidh. O Hafidh, O Hafidh, protect me. Or if we want to add a little Arabic to it, Ya Hafidh, Ihfidhni. O Allah, the Hafidh, the protector, protect me. And we start by making dua through Allah's name, and then we can open up, inshallah, in our own dua, that Allah will protect us. Even if it's in our own language, Allah will protect us, protect our families, protect our communities, and protect our ummah. And in the end, my dear brothers and sisters, as Muslims, from our belief is to believe in the Qadr, the decree of Allah, as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, min khayrihi wa sharri, from the good and the evil which comes from it, from the good and from the difficulties which comes from it. We have these du'as which offer protection for us. But one of the key reminders, if you notice and you focus on the meanings, the objective of these du'as is to attach our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as these signs, as these calamities that Allah sends to mankind, why does He send them? He tells us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, that we only send these signs as تَخْوِيفًا, as a warning to the people. When a calamity like this strikes, the whole world has shut down. What is the objective here? To remind us of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for all of us to return to Him. And we know from the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if anyone is afflicted by such a calamity, a plague, and he dies, that he dies as a martyr. So as Muslims, we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We act upon the means, and with the means that Allah has given us, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, and we put our reliance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say, nothing will happen to us except for what Allah has decreed for us. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. He is our protector. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And upon Allah, the believers rely.